Hey guys, it's Linda. Me and Brenda are taking a break this week, but we're still putting an episode out. We thought that we would put out one from the vault. The vault. I don't know how to say that word, but you know what I'm saying. This is an old episode from around Memorial Day. We've never put it out. We're featuring a guest named Reggie. He's a family friend. Haven't talked to him in a while. Might not ever talk to him again, honestly, but he wouldn't mind if we put this out. I know he wouldn't. So we're gonna put it out. I hope you guys enjoy. It's pretty much a sleepy episode. If you're ready for bed, this is good for you. A lot of burping in the beginning. Hope you like shotgunning beers, because there's a lot of that too. Have fun. Bye.
Linda, Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, because we got something to do. We've got this podcast. We've gotta tell you. Kind of stupid. Not tonight.
Lenny.
You know why? Because a dude named Leonard, it was in Big Bang Theory. He was the most He was the most slept on fucking nerd.
I've never watched that show in my entire life. Alright,
you can be Lenny.
No, I'm not
Lenny. I'm getting
beer. Well, what do you want to be?
I don't need one. I feel
kind of
weird sick.
I'm good. I got mine and
weird sick.
That's still
like not nauseous, weird. But I feel just like a little bit funny. Like every time I take a sip, I feel like I'm gonna get like a gag a little bit.
Lenny, drink that whiskey.
Call him Lenny.
Lenny, sorry. I'm gonna give you a beer.
Leroy.
We call Leroy his real name.
All right, guys. This is Linda.
That was a man burp.
This is Linda. Brenda just stepped away. We got Lenny here in the building. This is a podcast that we do sometimes that we forget that we have, but we're back in the saddle again. I really wish my sister wouldn't walk away from the podcast, but she likes to do that. You want to be Lenny or you want to be something else? This is our career that we're talking about.
I know who I am. Y'all want me to be something I'm not.
Do you want to use your real name? We're just trying
to... No, I don't
want to be. Then you can be... You can be, Stefan.
I'm not Stefan.
All right, we're going to go with Lenny.
These names that y'all come up with are fucking...
What about Benny?
Benny.
No,
Benny.
No. Brenda, Linda, and...
Benny.
Benny is a good one.
And,
Reggie.
No, Reggie's not like a fucking head.
Reginald.
I'm okay with Reginald.
Okay, Reginald. Okay, so it's Linda, Brenda, and Reginald here. Reginald is a good friend of ours. He's our best good friend.
You just recorded the fucking
name.
We're
at the shotgun.
It's okay. Yeah. Our first two episodes, we call ourselves Rita and Janet. So.
You want a shotgun?
You don't even have anything to puncture the fucking thing.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I shotgunned the other day.
I've got scissors galore.
Scissors?
You want a shotgun.
What's it? I got a pencil.
Reginald is gonna shotgun.
Piss again?
I got a pencil.
Okay.
Pencil's not gonna work.
Boom.
I have.
It would work if you want to lift.
What did we use last time?
It's not lead. I need my key.
Graphite poisoning,
is that a thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I remember they used to warn me about that.
Oh, what about this?
What is that?
Ooh, I know.
It's time to shotgun a beer. Leroy is on the floor sleeping. He's actually being good this time. I know you guys aren't used to that. He's usually making a bunch of fucking noise in the background. Ooh.
We got a corkscrew in the house.
You should do it, though, because we always are afraid of cutting ourselves.
I also have a key.
The key.
Remember that episode?
The key.
That was me.
Oh, you're going to do it out of our sight?
Over the bathtub, that's probably a smart idea.
Oh, alright, go ahead.
That's a really smart idea, Reginald.
That's a really good idea, Reginald. What should our topic be?
Ooh.
That's how y'all come up with your fucking topics?
No, we usually just talk.
We told you we just kind of roll with it.
We just talk.
We
just had a long conversation about life and...
That was a man burp. Man burps and vibe cards. Oh my gosh, Reginald pulled the most legit.
I'm not going to. I'll puke.
No, I will.
Okay.
But you gotta do it. You gotta puncture it for me.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll keep the podcast going.
Well, everybody parties. Everybody's going to shotgun a beer except for me because I feel like I kind of want to puke my pants. I kind of want to not poop my pants. I want to puke my pants. All right. This is a podcast sometimes.
Oh, I like your hair short.
I don't.
Yeah, he hates it.
Really?
Yeah, he hates it.
She fucking hates me. where's that hair tie?
I used to have one on my wrist.
I used to be one.
I used to be one. I have one on my head, but my wig is on.
I need a hair tie. I'll use my bracelet.
Y'all are never going to be lonely without a St. Bugs in this fucking house.
Do you hate St. Bugs?
No, I don't mind them, actually.
They're really not that bad.
They're like fucking ladybugs. They just ooze stink on you if they're
threatened. Just ladybugs, I'm afraid of ladybugs too.
They smell fucking terrible.
Oh, I know they smell terrible.
If one gets pissed at you, it literally secretes cuss words.
I thought they only secrete when you, like,
damn, them. Spill the whole thing.
I'm about to.
Uh-oh, Eve's went all the way through.
No, I went through the fucking... Don't cut your lip, because...
I know.
Are you... Is there even anything left in that for you to drink?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Careful, don't be... Oh, that's mine?
Oh,
man,
oh, God.
You got a sharp edge out.
Yeah, that's why I tried bending it in for you. Just don't cut your fucking lip.
I'm not.
Okay.
Am I?
I don't know, man. It smells like a fucking beer in the morning. I know that.
Bend it the other... Brenda?
Uh-oh, he went without me.
Wow, you guys are fast. Reginald, you're so fast. Puke it.
God damn. That motherfucker cold as shit.
Okay, you guys are gonna get banned. Time to podcast. Time to record.
That motherfucker was cold.
Maybe we should tell the record story.
I don't know the record story, actually.
Maybe we should tell DW's brother story then.
Maybe we should tell the story about DW's brother.
I gotta let my stomach.
I don't remember the origin of DW.
Really? DW's brother?
Look, my memory is kind of shit.
Okay.
Do you remember that show, DW's brother?
No.
Also known as Arthur.
Also known as fucking indigestion.
We were talking about.
Bless you. You guys are a mess.
Oh, my shirt.
I haven't fucking shotgun a beer in fucking years.
Oh, God. Wow, everybody's a wreck but me and Leroy. Me and Leroy are the only six normal people here.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah, Leroy, why don't you get the fuck out of here?
Whoa, cuss him out. Cuss him out.
He finally liked you.
Yeah, he finally liked you.
I keep sneezing a lot.
He'll still love me after I bitch him out.
Okay. This
is fuck.
What an episode.
My fucking blood still flowing. That's why you can see that fucking name.
Did you bring other clothes?
I got.
We should do another one.
Oh, God. If you go get another one.
You'll do another one? Wow.
I got work clothes in the fucking... car.
But you don't have comfy clothes?
I got work clothes.
You don't have comfy clothes?
I got two.
I left straight from Nick's house to come here. I didn't even fucking stop.
I've got sweatpants.
Do you want sweatpants?
My tripod is too big for sweatpants.
What's a tripod?
I don't know.
Don't ask. That's a weird thing to say. Well, so far... let's just give a little, I'll give a little description of what's going on right now. It's midnight, it's 12:04. I have a wig on, nothing new. It's a teal wig. I forget, I named this one Jim, G-E-M. Leroy's on a leash, and Reginald is trying to pull his harness off of him, and he's not acting like he wants to. They just shotgunned a beer, they're about to shotgun another one. This happens a lot on this podcast. Brenda walks away, and I have to carry it on my back. Unless me and you want to talk. It can be our podcast now.
I don't have anything to talk about.
You just talked for like an hour straight.
Yeah, because it wasn't...
This is the key to podcasting. You just have to forget that it's going.
Yeah.
Once you forget that it's on, it's
until
like...
Until you said that you have to forget, it reminded me.
I know, but so just forget about it. Just pretend like it's not even working. It's not working. We are not even recording. It's
not You're even not recording real. Right now?
You can give your opinion on my wig.
You look fucking pale.
Even with this one?
Yes, you look like you're fucking... Somebody split your lip and you're bleeding out right now.
Maybe I need lip gloss.
No, I mean like your face is pale.
So I look ugly? Maybe I need to put bronzer
on. No, I said you look pale. I didn't say you look fucking ugly.
I will put bronzer on.
Anybody that's listening to the goddamn podcast, that's why you females don't need makeup. Just because you look pale does not mean you look ugly.
Okay, but nobody wants to look pale, so I'm going to put bronzer on.
You know what? Anybody listening to the podcast, I don't give a shit. You're straight from fucking Somalia. If you ever look pale in your life, you still don't need fucking bronzer. And by that time, I probably wouldn't even need to be called bronzer. I probably need to be called fucking whatever the fuck. But y'all don't need that shit.
Well, I'm
so kidding. How about that? Which one is Brenda? You're Brenda?
No, I'm Linda.
Hey, Brenda!
Brenda! Hey, Brenda!
Maybe the fucking spirits got her.
You're really gonna shotgun another one. You guys are crazy.
I'm gonna be bloated like a motherfucker out of here.
Alright. I got two to shotgun, two to sip.
Oh god.
We don't have to shotgun right away.
Well, you brought two, so we shotgun two.
Well?
Okay.
Alright, so I guess we're doing it right away.
Holy crap. Here we go.
Take this recording back to the bathroom.
Fucking two, boys. Smells like beer in here.
Well, it's a beer drinking house. I'm really proud of everyone.
Them little motherfuckers I was working out with at fucking Rob's house, they were like, where you get your tattoos, bro? I told them like fucking five times. I get them all over the place, bro.
Who was there? Other people?
I don't know. Just fucking, I don't know, just people. I don't know. Fucking dude named Sam.
Oh, somebody. Their sister's baby daddy?
Oh, yeah, him and some other dude that used to be out there when I was younger. Fucking.
Obi?
No, not Obi. Obi, I think, was in Florida with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay. We need to choose.
Well, we just used a lot of real names, so I hope they never listen, but I'm sure they never will. Go. They're shotgunning. Reginald is quick with it. Bitch. He said, fuck that can. Brenda's taking a break.
I still have like two more sips.
Reginald just burped like a dinosaur.
Oh, God.
Reginald just burped like a T-Rex.
The Samoans taught me how to shotgun.
You left your cigarette.
I know. Fucking kill that bitch.
I'm trying.
You got it.
It's cold.
It is cold.
It got really cold on me.
God damn.
Wow, you guys are a lot stronger than I am. Ew. Brenda might have just puked a little bit.
I fucked the phone.
Oh, man. Woo! Alright.
So far, this is a party episode.
I know. I don't even want to sip this, though.
Now we can just sip
fucking,
it.
Fucking...
Oh, man. That was a good one.
What's up, bro?
I'm really proud of everyone, except for myself.
I'm really proud of you.
I've been sipping on this one for like an hour.
Hey, Linda. Linda's pretty. A slow sipper. It's okay.
I know. I don't give in to peer pressure.
We're gonna burp a lot for a minute.
I just took a sip of that and I felt like I wanted to puke, so I'm probably gonna.
I'm so proud of you for not succumbing
to peer pressure.
You know how I'm gonna cloak myself with light by shotgunning fucking beers.
Yeah. That's how you gotta do it.
You gotta numb yourself sometimes.
That's why I sip fucking rum all the time.
Oh, we pulled that vibe card for Reginald that said cloak yourself in light.
Yeah, okay, so we pulled three vibe cards for Reginald. He's a little bit scared and spooked of this house.
Oh, yeah.
We gave him a tour of the house, of the old house. We're back at... why am I burping? We're back at Brenda's house.
I'm still burping over here.
We gave Reginald a tour of the house, and he's a little bit spooked and freaked. We didn't go into the basement because that's too much for his little heart to handle.
It's not a little
heart. I'd feel more comfortable with synonyms rather than...
Synonyms?
Yeah, synonyms.
Synonyms, crunch?
Maybe.
Mom asked me if I wanted to bring some cereal over here.
I heard her.
She said she doesn't have milk.
I don't have milk right now. We ran out.
I brought I brought s'mores Pop-Tarts, cookies and cream Pop-Tarts, and I brought half of a turkey sandwich, and then I bought a turkey sandwich at the gas station, and I brought my double cheeseburger from McDonald's. Do you want that?
I got two cheeseburgers.
You want my double cheeseburger?
Maybe I've got a shotgun this other beer.
You're going to shotgun another one?
Ooh. I have. Well, we've got plenty.
I'm not going to sip that motherfucker.
We've got plenty.
Okay, well, go for it, Reginald.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Reginald just moved to the house. We pulled vibe cards. The first vibe card means how you approach the situation, and it said to cloak himself in white light.
Right, and that is so legit because he was feeling a lot of, I don't know, weight.
Love company.
Bad company?
Bad company!
He was, he just felt like, what did you say? That was like a really eloquent thing that you said. Have you ever felt like when you walk into something, it makes you want to cry? He said Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. No, I get what you're saying. I'm sure.
Apothecary, yeah. How'd you...
What the fuck is an apothecary?
You've never been to a fucking apothecary?
I don't know.
It's some old-ass pharmacies back in the day where they have fucking leeches and jars that they just latch onto people.
No, you've been to one?
Fuck yeah, I have on a fucking field trip.
Have you ever watched Schitt's Creek?
There yeah, I stopped watching the fourth season. Yeah,
have you, Reggie? Mm-mm. Sorry, I'm going to call you Reggie at some point. I already did. Because Reginald is long for Reggie.
Yeah.
It's the long name for Reg or Reggie. And I actually wanted to name Leroy Reggie. I wanted to name him Reginald.
We're fucking soulmates, Big Paw.
He calls him Big Paw.
He's called him that ever since he was
ever baby. Since he's a little baby.
That motherfucker has Paul's bigger than my size.
Reginald has been around for a while. Reginald's been our best friend for a long time.
He's been around. He's a family friend.
He's the best family friend.
We're so happy to have him here.
This is our first guest in the house.
It's our first guest, oh my gosh, in the house.
This is our first live guest.
My gosh, it is.
What's the one dude that plays the guitar that y'all are friends with?
Shiny Ribs.
Yeah.
Shiny ribs.
Yeah, have you ever heard that? Ribs. It's like a bluegrassy kind of country version of gin and juice.
No, I haven't. I really don't give a shit. But shout out to Shiny Ribs. I hope they spit shine him with fucking.
I feel like
rags.
We could probably get away with playing
he
it.
He would let us
without getting sued.
No, he's not. What is he gonna do? Sue us or his friend?
Or his friend?
He's really cool. He's like the coolest, and we just became friends with him because. Yeah, Brenda was harassing him on his Facebook Live and like giving him shit about forgetting the words to a song that he was singing and
Tyrone.
It's all good. Shout out Shiny Ribs. I hope you sue us because we're all broke. So joke's on you, bro.
Here we go. Dude, and how messed up was it? This song on Napster back in the day, it said it was Fish. It's not Fish.
I haven't heard the term Napster in fucking years.
Cause old. Keep
coming
up, funky
ass shit.
That's his voice?
Yeah, that's Shiny. That's
our
friend right here.
I should have shotgun a beer
fucking
hours ago.
Dude, you know that song, right?
I'm fucking back in it, bro.
You feel better?
Fuck yeah.
Yay! Yeah.
Shotgun another! Reginald had a headache.
We're back in it!
We're back in the saddle again.
We're back in the sack.
Man, it looks some weights.
Get in there.
What year is this from?
Oh, gosh.
That doesn't sound like him.
What's wrong?
He sounds different. He sounds higher.
It had to have been early 90s because it was when Becky was in college.
Shit.
Actually, early 2000s. It's the best part. He's up close down.
You motherfucker. I wish he would do more. I wish he would do a whole album of.
I've been begging him to sing Master P.
Yeah, he needs to sing Master P. He needs to sing Bourbons and Lax. Have you heard Bourbons and Lax?
I don't listen to him.
It's our famous
song. Are you
song.
For real?
What is it?
Bourbons and Lax.
This is for the bourbons and the
by Master P.
We might have to pause.
Shit, your fucking dad might play it the other night.
No, dad likes Nelly.
Dad likes Nelly.
Alright, we might have to pause, but I don't know if I want to get sued for this.
Alright, let's not get sued. Let's take a break and we'll be right back, everybody.
My favorite song in the whole wide world.
Hey, everybody, we're back. We just had to have a Master P break real quick. We had to have a Master P break. Reggie said he
heard it.
Did y'all motherfucking know, did y'all know he played for the NBA?
No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he played for, I think, two teams on NBA.
No chance. Master P?
Look it up, look it up. Look it up. Y'all don't fucking believe
Master P played for the NBA? Look it no up. Chance. Look I'm Googling it.
I think he played for the Trailblazers and he played for,
as a joke?
No. No, he was good.
So why did he stop? Because he was a rapper?
Because the music
overtook him.
He had too much success coming in from the music game.
Get out! Wait, was he a rapper first?
Yeah.
So wait, did he do it as like a gimmick or?
No.
Get out, Master P, NBA.
He was young though. He was young as shit.
He is 6'4".
Did you ever watch that Little Romeo show?
He's only 50. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. What? What?
That Little Romeo show that used to come on Nickelodeon or something?
No. Little Ghetto Romeo D came show. Out in 1997.
That's when I was born.
Yikes.
Join the fucking club.
All right, you guys better shotgun.
Oh, wow. And then wow.
I don't even have any service, bro.
You probably have Verizon.
Where did you go to get the beer?
Downstairs in the fridge.
No, not you. I'm talking about that.
The gas station.
Or Linda. Okay.
Why?
Because my service is fucked up. Usually when my car charges anything, it pops up. Fuck, we didn't even talk about the ring. Did you see the ring?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
But we don't really talk about it on the podcast.
We don't have.
But I will tell you that I cried.
It doesn't.
I almost cried too.
I cried.
How about this? It doesn't matter what purpose the topic serves and how it.
We're just talking about the ring.
Yeah, we're just talking about the ring. Like
the Nationals
released the ring.
Their ring.
If you liked it or, you know.
I literally cried. I cried. They were out. Mom and Linda were outside on the deck. And it was on the TV in the living room, and I came out of the bathroom. We were already recording the episode because they were doing the documentary, but I walked out of the bathroom and they were doing the unveiling of the ring, and I, again, just like the Talking Head song the other night, burst in the tears.
Curly W.
They put the baby Shrek on it.
Curly W's for everyone.
I can't. I just burst into tears.
Curly W's for everyone.
And all of this, I can't talk about it. All the sentiment, all the like symbolism.
Details, yeah.
What great detail. I just burst into tears. Like happy, sad, all of it. I felt all the emotions.
To summarize, we love the Nationals. Everybody knows by now that I think we've mentioned before where we're from.
We're from Virginia, so we like the Nationals.
So, they have a beautiful ring. All right, are you guys going to shotgun or am I?
I'm reading about Master P being on the NBA. The missed shot that was Master P's NBA career. How a rap mogul nearly made several professional basketball teams with a unique mixture of skill and fame. Okay, for a few days following the abrupt end of the 1998-1999 NBA lockout, Percy Miller, better known as No Limit Records rapper, mogul Master P was heir apparent to the recently retired Michael Jordan, at least in terms of recognition off the court. Blah 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 blase blase. He was a preseason invitee to the Charlotte Hornets training camp. P was the most interesting person in basketball. At the time, he was a 31-year-old rapper worth $361 million.
Wow.
With little basketball experience, attempting to make an NBA roster. So he tried out as a joke.
He wasn't bad.
It was an absurd proposition, cloaked in hubris. Like Donald Trump for president. Or Jordan.
Just for a little bit longer.
He's got a shotgun. All right, so what happened? I don't want to read too much because I'm going to slow the podcast down. Make him say, You know what else I like? I miss my homies. Yeah. I really.
Reginald is going through it.
Yesterday. What are you doing? Stretching?
Yeah.
Reginald is stretching out because he's going to try out for the NBA.
I'm trying to become a bodybuilder, bro.
He's lifting. Oh, pee on the bench.
Okay, everybody shotgun a beer.
All right, yeah, I'm done reading. Semester P tried out.
I'm not unless you guys want me to puke all over the floor.
That'd fucking be do it if you feel like it.
Linda doesn't really puke.
Don't I?
Do you?
No, yeah, I'm a puker. I'm a puker.
Does she really?
She puked after smoking a bowl.
Really? If I cough too much, I puke. Did I tell you? The other day, look, guys, it's no secret. It's legal.
It's not legal, but it's about to be.
Everybody knows. I used to be one. I smoke sometimes because it helps my stomach issues and my anxiety. Mainly my stomach issues because I always
feel nauseous. I can't wait for it to be medicinal, by the way.
Well, it should be because that's really the reason why I like to. It helps my stomach issues more than anything. I always feel nauseous. Yeah. But if I cough too much, the other day I coughed too much and I threw up outside 4 times.
Yeah, like actually
like,
puke?
Like 4 separate times.
Ew.
Just from hitting it too hard.
Really?
Yeah, it happens often. I've probably thrown up from hitting the bowl probably like 5 times.
Do you remember that time during the Nationals playoffs when I puked in the bushes?
No.
Oh. Well, that was probably just out of nervous anxiety. I'm not a puker. I'm not a rapper, but...
Was that against Houston?
No. It was before... It was not 2019. It was, It was when Max Scherzer came out of the bullpen against the Dodgers. Yeah. It was the year before or 2 years before? He came out of the bullpen and I thought he was going to be lights out and it didn't go the way I planned and I puked in the bushes.
Because you were just anxious?
I was doing a lot. I was just doing a lot. But I puked in the bushes, yeah.
Well, I puke often, so I'm not going to shotgun.
I was watching through the window of our parents' house, because they have a big-ass window in the front. And I was literally watching, and I had to puke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what great detail. I am not a puker. I'm not a puker.
All right, well, let's shotgun these beers.
All right.
It's easy for you to say, motherfucker.
I thought you wanted to.
I will, but do I want to? No, but I will.
Hey, you had a burst of energy last time you did it.
Let's just make it one last.
My stomach is full as a motherfucker.
Just go 10 years from now, are you really going to remember this? Or maybe you should remember this.
Oh, maybe you should. It's our first live guest.
I was going to say, like, don't worry about not getting sleep. Just worry about.
It's just one day. Time. It's Memorial Day.
It is Memorial Day.
Tomorrow's a week.
I know, but it's just one day that you have to push through, you know? We don't have to stay out much longer. Just let's shotgun a beer. Let's get a little.
What's one more beer gonna do?
Nothing.
You already said you don't want to sip it. You'd rather shotgun it.
Push me over the fucking.
I think it's very interesting that you keep wiping down the mouthpiece.
Yeah, Corona's real, bro.
Well. I agree.
Corona is real.
Guys, don't let it fool you.
No, wear your mask.
Although we live in a conservative state, we're not that conservative.
No, we're not.
We believe in face masks. We don't believe in the bullshit conspiracy.
I thought you were going to say we don't believe in the Bible.
No, I don't. I'm not going to talk about the Bible, but we do believe in coronavirus. It's actually real. It's a real thing. Hello. Reginald had to get tested, so hello.
Oh, God.
That sucked, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did. It sucks going up your nose, doesn't it?
I can't imagine. I hope I don't have
that. Oh, it makes one of you.
Both of my nostrils.
I will throw up.
It almost, like, makes you want to poop. It, like, lights you up in a weird way.
No. It felt like I was holding my breath for fucking minutes. Not even 10 seconds.
It, like, goes so far up your nostril that you want to puke.
Are we doing it? Are we doing this?
Yeah. Come on.
All right, let's bring the podcast to the bathroom one last time.
Hold what you got.
My fucking arms are so sore, bro.
Reggie is a puker, too, though. Thank you.
Yeah, Reggie's a heavy drinker, too.
You're a puker when you drink too much liquor.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there for that.
But we're not drinking liquor.
Nope. Oh.
You do know that you wiped down the one that you're going to give to me.
Okay, well, that's...
You can keep
looking,
that one.
I'm looking out, bro.
I wiped it off on my jeans.
I saw you.
Alright.
Fucking regret this shit, man.
He doesn't regret it. Maybe he does, I don't know.
I don't know either, but let's just make the best of it.
Well then, don't do it. I'll do both.
Oh, you're not going to do both.
You want to test me?
Because I have a wig on.
You want to try me?
Yeah, you have a fucking wig on, man.
I don't want to race you because I know you're going to beat me.
All right, then start first and I'll catch up.
Catch you want to give me a 2-second head start?
All right, Nat, do the count off.
All right, I'll give her a 3-second head start.
Hold on, ready?
3? What the fuck?
She needs 3, trust me. Ready, all right, set,
fuck it.
Go. 1, 2, 3. All right, everybody. Ooh, Reginald still killed it. Not long.
He still beat me.
Yeah, not long before.
Not long.
Not by much. All right, man. That was a good one.
That was pretty quick.
That was good, everybody.
I'm proud of myself.
I'm really proud of everybody.
Good job.
God.
I'm really proud of you.
Jesus Christ.
I'm really proud of you. I don't know why I keep wanting to lift my shirt up under this, but...
Do what you need to do.
I gotta walk it off.
I'm gonna take this wig off.
I'm so fucking full right now, bro.
This wig is itching my scalp. Alright. Well, everybody did what they needed to do. Except for me. But I didn't need to do it. Because I'm a puker. I love this episode is gonna have a lot of really funny sound effects.
It's a lot of
and burping and like smashing down cans.
Sorry, we're just smashing beers. I'm not a puker. I'm actually not.
If I had to drink that fucking rum, I'd be
no matter
fucking
what, you guys,
beers.
This is Brenda.
Fuck.
I never puke. I never puke.
What if tonight's the first night that you puke?
I don't though. I just don't. I have an iron
fucking
stomach.
Trophy. That's for it.
I don't. I puked in the bushes when I watched Max Scherzer, but it wasn't like actual puke. It was like spit.
Yeah, yeah. I do you know something? I often throw up a little. I often throw up when I brush my teeth.
Oh yeah, I gag.
It's the taste. It's for me. It's not the gag reflex so much. It's the taste of the toothpaste. No matter what kind I get, it always makes me feel sick immediately. So when I'm brushing my teeth, I always throw up a little bit. And it's really hard.
But it's not like real throw up.
It's a little bit of throw up. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's like bile, and sometimes it is throw up.
You're a little bit of a puker.
Sometimes I just throw up a little bit, and then sometimes I throw up like 3 times from brushing my teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Every kind of toothpaste, it doesn't matter. I've tried everything. Every kind of toothpaste, it's just the taste of it.
Well, you've got to brush your tongue.
Yeah, and then when you throw up, you have to brush your tongue again, so imagine how hard it is when you brush my teeth.
Do you know what I got? A tongue scraper.
I have one too.
I love it.
Did you see what the fuck comes off your tongue when you use that shit?
I love it. It's
that
like
shit
so
looks
satisfying.
Like fucking phlegm from strep throat.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
gross, but
you gotta get it off. I'm gonna get some more beer.
Okay.
Would you like a.
You're gonna shotgun another one? Are you crazy?
I probably got one more. That's
balls to the wall.
That's fucking it, bro.
Do you want
one.
Some water?
Do you want water?
Fuck no.
Do you want a burger?
Fuck no.
Burger?
Okay.
All right. You keep it down.
Okay, I'll hold
Maybe
it down.
Maybe talk about the whiskey.
Well, we have...
No, that's a no.
We have sure. Some whiskey. It's the number one flavored whiskey, 2017 World Spirits Competition.
My stomach gets so fucking full.
Dr. Stoner Smoky Herb, 42% alcohol, Smoky Herb flavored whiskey. It's 84 proof. We've heard... I won't speak on what just happened, but
17 proof isn't even that much.
No, 84 proof.
Oh, 84.
Where'd you get 17?
I don't know. What the
2017 World Spirits Competition.
2017, that's what it was, yeah.
You just got me.
Yeah, 17 proof.
That was a good one.
17 proof is a weak ass fucking alcohol.
Okay, how are you feeling? Oh,
God. My stomach is full of shit right now.
Then why do you want to do another one?
Nah, because if I'm not sitting down. The moment I sat down after that last joint, oh, I was fucked up.
Why?
I feel good right now, though.
All right, don't sit down. Please don't sit down.
I'm not finna sit down. All
right. Okay. This is a party episode.
I felt like a fucking rhino after I worked out today. Now I feel like a fucking pig.
Wow.
It's fine. You'll just pee it all out.
I doubt it.
Reginald didn't know what body dysmorphia was until tonight. That's a real thing.
Body dysmorphia? Yeah. Sometimes I have it.
Sometimes I do too.
Sometimes I really have it.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a mistake.
Sometimes I run.
When's the last time you shotgun a beer with your dad?
What?
When's the last time you all shotgun a beer with your dad?
I've never shotgun a beer ever.
Have you?
I bet you that motherfucker's fast as shit.
Oh, he'd probably kick our ass. Our dad will beat us at everything. If he wants to. He'll be nice and not, but... Our dad is the best at everything.
Our dad is the best.
The moment I put 4 bags in the fucking hole, one motherfucking go, I'm not ever playing him in cornhole again.
You did really good.
You did do really good.
I'm saying though, when I get 4 bags in the motherfucking hole, that's it.
Never
playing him again.
Yeah, right. That's when you'll get the true taste.
That's a walk-off, bro. That's a walk-off.
That's when you'll be like,
I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
We played cornhole the other night together as a family, and it was really fun.
It wasn't fun for me because I sucked ass.
Well, you did get a bad attitude after a while.
I did. It's not fun when you're losing. That's what people don't understand. When you're losing, cornhole sucks. It's not that fun. When you can't get a fucking bag on the board, it's not fun.
Yeah, you're right, because you got all the bags in the fucking hole.
No, I didn't.
She was airmailing them.
Just here and there. It was just
She's
luck.
Got, what do you call it? Cornhole dysmorphia.
Airmailing is luck. That's all luck.
You have cornhole dysmorphia, and you also have college dysmorphia.
Because
you think that you're going to get a C or a D on everything. You get a 100.
I swear to God, on that project, I was going to get a C because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not going to lie. I didn't plagiarize, but I did Google, and I found someone that did the same project and uploaded it. I didn't copy their answers, but I did take a couple things from it, and then...
Word for word?
No. I switched it around,
you know,
but...
the prerequisites for an English written assignment, SOL, in the state of Virginia?
No. What?
I think it's at least 7 paragraphs, intro paragraph and conclusion paragraph. I wrote fucking 2 and passed it with a fucking, it was like a 6 something.
Wow.
Yeah. I got a perfect score on mine.
Well, okay guys, on my project I thought I was going to get a C on, I actually got a 100 on.
Rules are meant to be broken, bro.
I got a 100 on my project, Reginald.
What's wrong over there, Reggie?
I'm fucking full like a helium balloon.
So you don't want to do another one?
Do some push-ups.
I'm doing another one. If I do a fucking push-up, I'm throwing up.
Oh my gosh, I have something.
Okay, Brenda is running away from the podcast again. Apparently she's got something for us. I wonder what it is. Maybe it's, what do you think it's going to be? Pepto-Bismol?
Oh, God.
Maybe some Tums? You don't have to do another one.
I'm doing another one because I'm going to sleep right after.
Okay, well, that's a bummer.
You know it's a fucking bummer?
No. No, don't.
I have been thinking about this all day.
That's gonna make him puke.
What? What is it?
An ab roller.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. No. Fuck this. Yes.
Fuck what?
Yeah, look. I dare you. You think you feel full? Work your abs out.
Alright, now we've got an ab roller in the room.
Throw up on the floor. Let's put some throw up on the floor.
You're not going to throw up. If you do, I forgive you. I don't care.
If you do, I'll clean it.
Bending over makes me feel like
fucking... I just watched an episode of Below Deck today. Is that what it's called? Below Deck with Mom.
Mom loves that show.
And they, these girls puked on the deck.
Oh.
It wasn't their fault. These jackasses brought them on the deck. And they drank too much and then they puked. And then... I've been
thinking about this all day here.
I have been. What the fuck? I've been thinking about...
She brought two pound weights.
Oh, God.
And a yoga mat. Because I've been thinking about a workout room. We could have a workout room up here.
We could. That big pink room would be perfect for it.
We could put our fucking treadmill up there.
Yeah, we could. How are you going to get it in the house?
Getting it through the door might be an issue.
Is that goddamn podcast still rolling?
Yeah, it is.
Jesus Christ.
This is what our podcast is. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, we just ramble, guys. It's all right. Girls, boys, friends.
What? You bet it sucks?
I have a vagina. It's okay. No, she said girls.
Oh.
I said girls and friends beyond the binary.
It's okay. Royalty has vaginas.
We don't know what Reggie's talking about.
Reggie's bent.
I'm not that bent.
You're about to be. I'm actually very tired too. I'm actually very sleepy as well. But let's go ahead and watch
you guys. Brenda, why don't you beat me in this fucking shotgun? I bet you can beat me this time. Because I'm going to be sluggish as a motherfucker.
I bet I can't.
Give her a 5-second head start.
You know, I can do that. You know who fucking...
I got a 3-second head start and I finished about a little bit slower than you.
It was like a second and a half or some shit.
Okay, do another one.
Alright, let's see how this chair wants to make me feel.
No, why would you do that?
Yeah, let's...
No, he just said that sitting down the first time made him...
He's not really gonna puke.
No, he's not really gonna
puke. He just needs to stretch his belly out.
Yep.
I would not suggest doing another one then.
Let's fucking...
Alright, well, if you need to puke, puke in the tub. Or puke off the deck.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I would say do what you feel like doing.
Yeah, no pressure to do it.
By the way, Leroy is being the best dog in the world right now.
Yeah, he is. He's really being really good and quiet, and he's not being a little bitch.
This motherfucker is the size of a fucking...
horse?
Teenager.
Everybody thinks Leroy is so big. I don't think he is.
He's big.
Hey, he is a big bitch.
Is he really?
Yeah,
he's pretty big.
How big?
I'm not going to compare him to other dogs, but he's probably, like I said, the size of a fucking teenager to like a small Asian grown man.
What?
Yes, he's big. He's big. Look at his fucking paws. His fucking paws are almost as big as the palm of my fucking hand.
Oh, gosh, yeah. His nails are really long right now, too. He hates getting his nails clipped.
Not even his nails, but look how big his paw is. If he were to spread that thing out, it'd be the size of my palm.
If he wanted to, yeah. If he got on your shoulders, he would be as tall as you.
Height-wise? Oh, yeah, no doubt. No fucking doubt.
Yeah, he's a big bitch. I love him, though. I love him so much. I forget how big he is a lot of times.
You see him every day.
Because I see him every day.
I barely can remember how big he was back then.
Remember how little he was?
Yeah.
Remember where you can hold him?
Big Paw was never Little Paw.
I haven't been able to hold Leroy since, like, 2016.
Oh, man. I'm, like, hungry, but, like, I don't feel like eating because I feel like it'll make me throw up.
Why does everybody want to throw up?
I don't want to throw up.
I think you do want to throw up.
Why?
Why what?
Does everybody want to throw up?
I don't know why I want to throw up. It's a good question. Like, I'm hungry. Like, my stomach is telling me it's hungry, but my, like, throat chakra is telling me it's going to gag if I eat.
Why do you feel weird? Because you've only had, like, 3 beers.
This is my 4th one. I don't know. I really don't know. Sometimes it just happens. After like 2 or 3 beers, it always happens. I just, the taste of it starts to make me gag. Like, I don't like to drink.
Maybe you like
to smoke weed?
Fuck no, because weed makes you throw up.
Everything makes me throw up, okay? What do you want me to do?
Tell you what,
Where do you get it from?
I don't know.
Mom, probably.
Yeah, Mom's a puker.
She's a fucking champ, though.
Mom acts like she's not a puker, but she's gotta be a puker.
No, she pukes.
We smoke this fucking blunt like fucking 2 days.
I'm the only one that doesn't smoke. I mean, doesn't puke.
Well, lucky you. It's not fun.
We smoked this fucking blunt 3 weeks ago, and she hit that bitch a couple times, and she was like, I'm good. And she went into the house. I'm thinking she was just high as fuck.
Yeah. And I hit her a couple times.
It doesn't take much for her at all. I really feel sick, so if we're gonna...
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do. If we're gonna shotgun these beers, we better do
it. I wish you would fucking take all the fucking feeling from me if you're already dealing with it.
I don't want any more of it. I want to stop feeling
this. You probably could if you wanted to get really psychic. You could probably suck it all out of him and then puke it all out.
Should I just go try to puke?
No.
Sometimes you feel better once you do.
Actually, I'm not a very good... I don't know.
Sometimes when you throw up, you feel better.
Why don't you just shotgun a
puke
beer?
Puke and rally.
No, hell no. I'm not shotgunning a beer.
No, because
don't dare you.
It's so much at one time.
I know.
You might just overcome the feeling.
I'm... No. You don't understand.
Make the feeling
kind of like taking a shot. Like taking
stop.
You should just take a shot of that whiskey.
Oh, my God.
That shit is so warm,
ew.
Bro.
Even thinking about it. Stop.
It is very warm.
I'm going to throw up. Even thinking about that. Let's not talk about that whiskey.
All right.
Well, I don't drink liquor. I don't like to drink at all, really, but I definitely don't drink liquor.
I don't really drink liquor anymore either, but I don't feel the sensation to puke like y'all do.
I think I fell out of love with Hennessy, and I fell back in love with rum.
Rum?
Why is all the rum gone?
What were you drinking tonight, Bacardi?
Yeah, rum. Rum. Gold rum. That shit had my...
And that doesn't give you a headache?
Fuck.
No, it did give him a headache, remember?
Fuck no. I had just finished the fucking pint. The moment I started sipping on the beer, that's when me and her were talking outside. That's when it hit me. I was like, what the fuck?
What is that saying? Beer and liquor.
I thought it was liquor before
beer. Liquor before
beer,
you're in the clear.
Yeah, you're in the clear, yeah.
Okay, so you're
beer
fine.
Beer before liquor.
I know I'm good. You the one that
sicker.
Won't throw up.
So you went liquor before beer, good.
Yeah, straight liquor.
No, I haven't drank rum in a long
time. Ugh, carry this podcast, because I might throw up.
Yikes.
Why is the rum gone?
The rum is
gone.
That's
anxiety related.
You think?
You're fucking right. Because she hasn't even had a lot.
Could be. Because she doesn't...
Look, I sweat a lot when I have anxiety. I sweat like... My fucking sweat marks be down here.
Anxiety comes out in weird ways.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it might get to her stomach.
I need to take these pants off. They're too tight.
Oh, good God.
I feel like I sweat when I get anxious, too.
I sweat like a motherfucker.
I'm not a big sweater, but, no, I do, like, in, like, high-pressure moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like in like big meetings.
What about public speaking? How about that?
Oh my God. I hate public speaking.
Hey, look, I will wear white specifically because there is no fucking
stress
when I know I have to.
That is like an anxiety.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. 100%.
I do have that. I'm not like a big like forehead sweater.
Yeah. No. It's just right here for me. Not my palms, not my anything.
Oh my gosh. I'm dying to meet somebody that has sweaty palms.
My mom.
Your mom does?
Same birthday as yours, yeah. My mom.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Same. Yep. Her shit gets so...
Her palms get sweaty?
She'll walk around with fucking folded up paper towel in her hands just to sop it up.
Where are the glands coming from? I don't understand.
Them motherfuckers are somewhere because her shits feel like fucking... little, what you wash dishes with, them little fucking brushes.
Scrubby.
Yeah, they'll feel like that if you just run some water over it. Yeah.
What? Like, I don't understand.
She can go like this.
And just
keep on flicking. Yup.
Ew.
Where does it come from?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
But that's, man.
That is a weird gland. You have to have some kind of glands in your...
My fucking uncle got a surgery just for that. He had some doctors or whatever go into his armpit glands just so he wouldn't sweat so much because he had the same problems as my mom.
I've heard about people that get like Botox in their armpits to prevent the sweating.
I didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're blocking your natural reactions, so it's like, I wonder where that would back up, like what effect that would have on.
I do too. Does it smell bad? Not from
not
your
for
armpit,
me,
but
for
from
me.
Your palms.
No, 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 fucking no. Not for her. Not that I've ever smelled. Shit, I've been with...
Like, what is it when your palms sweat? What does it smell like?
I think it's just fucking toxins that your body's getting rid of. That doesn't necessarily have a smell.
How does it come out of your palms, though? Like, instead of your arms?
You're making me think about it the more you fucking talk about it.
Like, look at your palms. How the hell are those coming out?
I don't fucking know.
Palms are sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, are we shook, honey? I have 4 beers lined up right here.
Oh, God damn. That's 2 shotguns. It's not
we long. Don't have to drink them all.
Okay, alright, cool.
We really don't. Yeah. I just brought them up just in case. What we really do need to do is get like a mini fridge up here.
Yeah, we do. We need to get an outdoor rug first.
Linda is big on the outdoor rug. That black
surface out there makes your feet like really dirty.
It also makes your hands, yeah.
So, outdoor rug.
Yeah. When I came in and washed my hands were black. From the
I had to wipe my feet off with some white.
Wipe it down.
Well, we do need an area rug, but they're very expensive.
I've had ones for like $200.
That's expensive.
Not once I get this unemployment check.
Well, you guys could also
donate to our Patreon.
Patreon
that we don't have.
We'll get it, but for real. Guys.
All right, shotgun these and beers girls, and let's call it a night.
And boys and girls. All right, Reggie?
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
We got one more.
Just for the record, every team that the DMV has had has won a championship so far, so I feel like we should just celebrate that with this last shotgun. The Ravens, the Nationals, the Capitals, the Virginia Cavaliers, the Bullets back in the day may have won a championship.
Well,
I forgot about the Bullets.
But, okay. Well, maybe not. You could be wrong. But,
my dad took us to I guess they were the Wizards by then. He did take us to a game when Michael Jordan was playing for them.
Wow.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah. He also took us to a hockey game, which was really fun. And I didn't really care about hockey at the time. But he was like, it's really fun to watch them fight.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty fun to watch them fight.
Hockey is cool for that.
But, I mean, baseball is where it's at for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, shotgunning.
That shit is going to be so packed when the world opens back up.
The world will never open up.
Oh, God.
I hope it does, but...
I hope it does.
I'm not baking on it.
Ew.
Piss so bad.
Alright, we'll drink that
first. Maybe pee first.
Maybe. No. Oh, God.
Sounds like you don't want to do it.
I didn't want
to. It's really cold.
I didn't want to do the last one. Fuck.
It is very cold.
Here we go.
Oh no, am I getting a head start? This is gonna be hard for me.
You get a 5-second head start this time.
5?
Yeah, you need 5.
Oh, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi.
No, I haven't started.
No, I was just, you know. As I
Who's counting?
Me.
Not like.
Are you really giving me a 5?
Yeah. Yes.
I should be able to shotgun
it. I hope you beat me this time.
I do too.
I'm gonna start pissing by the time I finish this.
Don't you dare. Okay. Alright, ready?
Yep.
Set. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Here we go.
Ooh!
I beat him.
With a
5-second. With a 5-second
head
start.
But
it fucking counts, man.
Doesn't count. I got a 5-second
start. You fucking whipped my ass.
This shot tastes like ass.
Fucking whipped my ass.
Were you there for that?
Yeah, I was.
Reggie was probably there for that. Do you remember when I said that?
What?
This shot tastes like ass.
Oh, God.
Remember at the beach house when I was giving those vodka shots out?
Fuck, I don't even want to think about a fucking vodka.
Ugh, it gave me like dinosaur hands after I took it. Ugh, I was giving like these terrible pineapple, like a splash of pineapple.
Stop, I can't think about liquor. I'm going to throw up so bad.
All right, this is a throw up episode.
This is a puking, partying episode. I'm a puker, they're partying. That's all there is to it.
I'm not a puker.
Leroy's being quiet for once. I have to pee so bad. Talk to the podcast about
I can't stop pee.
I like your hair right now.
What's it doing?
Go look in the mirror. It just looks kind of like snooky but messier. It's a pretty good look.
Wow. I got really pink hair right now.
It's not that pink right now.
There's so many beer cans in
the tub. It's not that pink. It looks too faded already.
Wow.
It looks like a mix between magenta and maroon.
You might need to bleach your
maroon?
Hair.
Maroon?
Magenta and maroon.
If you really want pastel pink hair, you might need to bleach your hair.
I wish it was more even, though. Because it looks like you had highlights and you...
I did.
And you dyed those highlights.
I did. Yeah. That's exactly what I did.
So why don't you... Man, I should be a fucking hairdresser.
That's exactly what I did, Reggie. That's why I'm avoiding getting my hair done, because I've got roots down half my head. And they were blonde. And I don't want to go to the hairstylist. Have you gotten your hair done?
What do you mean?
Since the pandemic? Like, have you gotten your hair cut? Do you cut your own hair?
No, my coworker cuts my hair.
Oh.
His name is Dion. He actually went to high school with you.
Did he really?
He said he used to have the biggest crush on you back in the day.
For real?
I swear to God. But dude, sorry to say, he just came up pregnant with his girlfriend. So yeah, and they just moved in together. So
were we the same age? I don't remember him.
I think you might have been like a grade above or below him.
Is he the one that said that I was the hippie chick? Told me about him.
But then again, he said back in the day, everybody thought you were kind of like the free-spirited, like, you know.
I was a unique little girl. I gotta pee. But,
If I didn't have work tomorrow, I'd fucking shotgun 8 more goddamn beers. You think I'm fucking playing? If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I'd go fucking hard today.
Can you call in sick?
God.
I think you should. You're gonna be tired.
I can't do it.
Can you? Do you leave?
I'd rather throw up at work and then have to leave and then come right back.
Why don't you just call him sick?
I can't, man. They're gonna chew me out so fucking bad.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna be so tired, though.
It's okay.
Well.
Getting shit face drunk has actually helped me out with being in this fucking house.
Okay, good. I'm glad. This house really ain't that bad.
I don't care.
I mean, it's really not. Like, it's...
It's so weird hearing females pee.
Is it?
Yeah, because I'm thinking about where it's coming from.
Okay, well, I mean, we don't need to go there.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Not that hard. Sorry, guys. That was a quiet moment in the podcast. We had to do a little secret
self-reevaluation.
That was a little bit, it just got a little bit quiet for a second. So how's everybody feeling?
I don't know yet. I feel like it hasn't hit me.
Oh, it's hit you.
I don't feel like
it. We can take this podcast outside if you guys want to.
You fucking curled your tube socks. This shit has hit you a long time ago.
No, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I was about to put my real shoes on.
Can we plug these lights back in?
Yeah.
Where's the extension cord? Why are these cows still mooing like this?
It might be mating, I don't know.
Oh, that's not plugged in.
Okay. Here we go. It plugs in kind of loose. Make sure it's in there.
I've got news. That plug can't stay the plug.
All right, I'm plugging in some string lights, everybody.
It's only fucking two prongs, and it's a three-prong inlet.
Oh, wait.
Okay, string lights are plugged in. Everything is beautiful.
My dad got me these things. Because I don't have any three-prong.
What is that? What is that?
These are like a little adapter. Is that connector?
Okay, yeah.
Because we only have 2 3-prong plugs in the whole entire house.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
That's talking weird. About prongs. You got a fart? It's okay. You're allowed to fart here.
Talking to Leroy.
You're allowed to fart here. Your house is our house. Your fart is our fart. Oh, what a beautiful night to everybody. What a beautiful night. It's a beautiful Memorial Day, everyone. Somebody needs to talk to me so I'm not talking to this podcast by myself. Yeah, but you're in another room, like always. Oh, he didn't like that.
Hey.
You're hurting his back.
What?
His fucking tail is pink, man. Nothing's gonna hurt him.
It's a purple.
It's a purple. It's a purple.
It's a purple.
Ooh,
it's a purple. Oh, yeah. Hattie used to say purple. Purple.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No. Yourself. She said no. I was just talking about Tori. No, just said that. I mean, Brenda.
I didn't even know that Hattie said
how many
purple.
Times have we said our real name this episode?
A lot.
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I might not
want to. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Hey, guys, guess what? The pandemic is still real.
The panhandle water looks different than Mexican water.
We're not in Belize.
Reginald's like, what?
What?
Reginald hasn't watched Tiger King.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he doesn't want to.
I watched a couple episodes.
Did you? Finally? Couple. Oh, okay. Couple. Well, we did some Tiger King recap.
How do you watch a couple?
Man, it was just too much. It was idiotic.
Yeah, it is idiotic.
Fucking, you got a grown man that wants to turn out boys.
Ooh, that's a
true.
Good point.
Very true.
It's a very good point.
Very true. Ew, you just let him lick your face like that?
No,
it's
out of my face.
Leroy has never loved Reginald like this before. This is like the first night that they're really bonding.
He probably knows that I'm
and they've known one another for 4 years.
Yeah, it's as long as you've had him.
Yeah, he just turned 4.
Leroy
we
is
didn't
like
even
really
celebrate his birthday.
What's Leroy's birthday?
May 18th.
Oh, Leroy. It's not that late. We can still celebrate.
Leroy, it's May 18th.
Leroy, your birthday just happened. How old are you?
4.
I'm 4.
This motherfucker is bigger than the size of a fucking bear cub.
A bear cub?
I mean, yeah,
I
he
want
is.
That to sink in.
I mean, he probably... Well, how much do you think he weighs?
Fucking 100 pounds?
He's about 90.
He's probably...
He looks like 100 pounds solid, bro.
He's between probably 75 and 100. The thing is, he won't get on a scale because he hates scales.
Those cows sound like they're going through it.
Wow.
Do you hear them right now?
Yeah.
Y'all don't think it's weird that your dog is doing the standing dog pose before he gets comfortable to lay down?
No, he always does that. He goes, whoop.
I wonder if that's where they got the standing...
Downward dog, you mean?
Yeah, downward dog name.
Yeah, it is.
I would have done the standing dog.
Oh, wow. He always does that. Huh.
Well. I mean, I guess we could end the podcast.
We could.
Imagine
hey, bud. Oh, you want to give me a hug?
Platinum fucking beers.
Man. Oh, no. Not the platinum. We don't have the plat.
That's what I bought the other night. I was fucking lit.
I know. I saw that. I didn't see lit, but I did see that you guys were drinking platinum.
It wasn't you guys.
I'm trying to hold it.
Those beers, how do they make you feel?
Platinums?
Like, well, more hungover? They feel like 40s to me.
I don't drink them.
I don't know about hungover, but in the moment, I mean, I'm drunk.
It tastes like malt liquor to me a little bit. Is it malt liquor?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I've drank a lot of 40s in my day.
I feel like I'm going to throw up still.
Have you ever played Edward 40 Hands?
40s, man. Because them bitches get so hot before you finish.
Well, have you ever played Edward 40 Hands?
Fuck no.
Oh my gosh.
No, Reginald had a thing that he used to do called the Four Loko Challenge, where you had to drink a Four Loko in under 10 minutes.
That's dangerous.
But our Four Loko isn't your Four Loko. That was after they had changed them.
Wow, remember Sparks?
Back in the day, them bitches used to be so strong, it wouldn't even fucking
funny. I mean, they're still gross.
No, the taste is one thing, but I'm telling you, they used to be way, way, way stronger.
The drunkest I've ever been is when I attempted the Four Loko Challenge at Half's house. And I thought I could do it, and then I couldn't. And then I felt like I had to puke. And then I started crying in the bathroom because Garnett came and told me that he asked me to be a little bit more quiet because he was recording music. And then I felt really bad and started crying in the bathroom. And then I just wanted to take my pants off. And then I was just crying about how loud I am and how everyone's going to hate me. And how much I want to puke and how much I just want to throw up and how much I just want to smoke a cigarette. But I can't because I want to throw up. And
I
was just a crying mess. It's on video. We have video of it.
Oh, man.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's end this podcast.
Oh, God. No, don't show her.
No, I'm showing her.
I would love to.
All right, guys. Yeah, this was Not Tonight with Linda, Brenda, and Reginald.
And we're drunk.
And I hope you enjoyed it.
We just shotgunned a bunch of beers. Maybe we'll come back.
Maybe we will.
We shotgunned four.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Love you. Bye.
Be careful. Bye.
Be careful.